Anchorage resident Georgianne Sprinkle opened her door in College Park this weekend to a stranger who asked for her by name. Her lips were pressed together in controlled fury as the door knocker, Rob Gruss, a labor activist from Ohio, started his patter. When he handed her a flyer supporting the re-election of Senator Begich, Sprinkle kind of lost it.
This has got to be like the fifth time that someone from Begich has got to the damn house. It's so annoying, not to mention phone calls and internet ads and that doesn't even count, Dan Sullivan. You're not going to sway my vote.
Hey, let me let you know that we're
so annoying.
We're with Working Alaska, so we're not with either guy's campaign.
The thing is, Sprinkle, a professional organic gardener, already supports Begich. She needs no convincing. Still, she says the relentless messages follow her everywhere. Even at the supermarket, they're piped into the sound system. And pro-Sullivan door knockers have been by repeatedly, too.
It's causing so much fatigue for me. The smear campaign is causing so much fatigue. It makes me want to not vote. Sorry, I did it again.
She's hardly the only one fed up with the race. The Begich and Sullivan campaigns have spent more than $14 million so far. Independent groups that support one or the other have spent another $32 million. That comes to more than $180 per likely Alaska voters. And a lot of them don't like the feeling. Heavy internet users seem especially frustrated. Chris Hines, a 33-year-old IT director, says he's getting so many ads about the Senate race, it almost feels like harassment.
But I mean, it's just overload, especially when the ads are all exactly the same over and over and over. It's getting to the point now where I can recite them word for word.
He doesn't tune in to TV or radio, opting for YouTube and Pandora instead. But with every online turn, he's faced with the same few ads, all of them negative, and Hines says devoid of substance.
Most of them are unskippable, so it's infuriating.
Hines says he generally votes Republican, but he says he won't vote for Sullivan or Begich because of their endless ads.
Yeah, they're backfiring, for sure, with me at least, because, you know, there's no way somebody who's ruined my internet browsing experience for the last 2 months, I'm not going to vote for them. I don't care what platform they're on.
UAA journalism professor Mark Trahant says his students despise the online Senate ads, and part of the problem is the ads themselves.
They're traditional negative ad campaigns that work great for television, but will not work with millennials. And I think they're absolutely undermining their own message by using them.
Millennial voters, adults in their mid-30s or younger, expect messages with both humor and meaning in the style of The Daily Show or John Oliver, Trahant says. Instead, they're getting clubbed over the head with downbeat monotony. Even teens too young to vote are pretty much forced to watch Senate ads whenever they go online. Allison Haynes, a junior at West High, says whether they're online for fun or for schoolwork, the ads are unavoidable.
Maybe even during school, if a teacher wants to show a YouTube video, maybe a science one or a French music video, language video, a little negative ad, Dan Sullivan, Mark Begich, pops up.
More than the sheer number of ads, she says it's the negativity that shocks people her age. Haynes says to them, it smacks of a big taboo, bullying.
It's a huge emphasis teaching anti-bullying campaigns for our generation. So when you see people making negative comments, they're like, well, we've been taught that this is not okay. What's going on with this? Why are politicians exempt from these lessons that we have learned from our schools?
Haynes is a volunteer for Youth Vote, a group organizing an Anchorage-wide mock election. She says young people listen for the sponsorship and know who's paying for the ads.
And it's not just from the candidates, it's from the PACs, right? The lower 48 is coming in, and they're really funding the negative ads, and that's another reason why kids are really disinclined to like those ads, because they're like, well, this is not from Alaska.
The New York Times reports that a digital strategy firm in Virginia this summer bought all of YouTube's inventory in Alaska for the final weeks of the campaign. If the strategy backfires, as Professor Trahant predicts, that could hurt Sullivan. But if millennials are so put off by the barrage of ads that they don't vote at all, that would hurt Begich, since young voters lean Democratic. Until the ads stop, Chris Hines, the IT director, is deploying digital trickery to defend himself. He's using a VPN service at home. Essentially, he's routing his internet traffic through another country, usually the Netherlands, so no one can see he's in Alaska. It's slower, and it means he has to sit through a lot of ads in Dutch, but he doesn't care as long as they're not about Begich or Sullivan. In Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.